The Traveler's Journal, April 24th, with the secrets of bringing home good videos. Photographs make fine travel memories, but without sound or movement, they can be limited records. A good video can bring experiences to life. A bad one can put your audience to sleep. Today's camcorders are lighter, smaller, and easier to use than ever, especially the latest digital models. They may be a breeze to take on a trip, but the basic elements of what makes a good video remain the same. When shooting and editing video, remember, continuity is crucial. The finished product should present a smooth, coherent flow of images, with each shot related to the one that precedes it. Start with an establishing shot to orient viewers. Wide-angle overviews work well, as do tight images of signs or markers that set the scene. Since small details get lost on the screen, fill the frame with substance. Take lots of people shots, ideally of them speaking or providing interesting insights about the scene. After every minute or so of close-ups, insert another overall or re-establishing shot. When changing locations, use transition shots to let your audience know you're making a move. Good camera technique is also important. Think out zooms and pans beforehand. Start and end on an interesting detail, and move slowly. While they can be effective, both techniques lose impact if done repeatedly or for no creative purpose. And don't be afraid to go back and re-record if a shot doesn't work out as planned. Expect to have roughly an hour of finished video for each week of your trip. Finally, always bring extra batteries and a charger. Ditto for the instruction manual. You'll find a host of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.